This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Jim Grzalka, Johnson County Road and Bridge employee, who passed away. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioners, the minutes for the September 3rd meeting were circulated with some corrections. Were there any additional corrections or substitutions to the minutes that are in front of your packet? So, convene a budget hearing. This is Budget Resolution 737. Commissioners, it pertains to a apron rehab project. If you will flip behind the actual resolution, you'll see the contract for this rehab project. I don't know if anyone from the airport board is here. Otherwise, Commissioner Perio, we'd ask you to give us an explanation of what the apron rehab project is.
Yes, the apron rehab, they will mill and overlay the apron. That's the parking area up front of the FBO, big base operation. That's where the airplanes park in transit. And it's one of those things. Earlier in the year, we sealed all the cracks, got everything sealed up, and it's ready to come in and mill and overlay the ramp. So that is it.
And, Commissioner Craig, how does the funding work between the FAA, the state aeronautics, and the county?
The FAA pays 90% of that. State of Wyoming pays 6% of it, and Johnson County pays 4%.
Mr. Reed, I understand your office reviewed the contract for the airport board and that their chair signed it on the 8th of August.
Yes. And no issues from my office. I would like to point out that the resolution number is 737. I find that funny.
Good plane reference.
Nobody? No. We're levy on Tuesday, but that's fine.
So, Commissioners, before you, as we have reached the advertised time, resolution 737, transfer of funds for the 2024-2025 budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in accordance with 16-4-112, it's 16-4-113 of the Wyoming Compiled Statutes of 1977. Following necessary funds are transferred for the 2024-2025 budget year from U.S. Department of Federal Aviation Administration the amount of $87,412 to the John Skinner Airport Rehab Project in the amount of $87,412 for total changes to the budget of $87,412 dated the 17th day of September 2024.
I move to accept Resolution 737.
I'll second.
A motion and a second, which would allow for public comment on the amendment to the county's budget for the airport rehab project. Would anyone like to make public comment on the amendment to the budget?
We've got a question on that. On that, not that I really have a comment. I think that we have added $87,412 to the budget.
Further public comment? If there is no public comment, then I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. Commissioners, any further discussion on Resolution 737? Hearing none, all those in favor of Resolution 737 to amend the budget, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There is no further business in the budget hearing. I'll go ahead and close the budget hearing and we're back in regular order. Which brings us to the Land Use Steering Committee appointments. So we have a vacancy, one remaining for representative of the Southern Johnson County. And it looks like Jason Gardner of Lynch has made application.
I move that we accept Jason Gardner onto the steering committee for the land use board.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next agenda item. Commissioners, you will recall that Department of Homeland Security through Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator provided some grant funds to install an emergency generator at the KBBS radio station as well as their tower. There were some stipulations laid out in that grant agreement, and I would refer you to Section 6 E, and that is the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network will operate the radio station during emergency situations and assist the Johnson County Emergency Management Department in broadcasting public service messaging during such times. I would then also bring your attention to Section F of that same agreement, that the Bighorn Mountain Radio Network will return possession of the generators to the county upon termination of this agreement. So I guess the question before the commission today, and we're going to lean heavily on the county attorney's office, is because the radio station was not operational or unable to assist us during the house draw fire, are they in breach of this agreement? And do we need to request our two generators back that were installed under the pretenses that during an emergency situation, in addition to the Code Red system, we would have the community radio with the ability to broadcast those announcements, including, as an example, the evacuation orders for Cook Road, or when we had several small fires that were unrelated to the house draw fire on Friday evening around the town of KC, of disseminating that information through that source as well. So, Mr. Ruby, we would ask for your office's interpretation.
Well, it's kind of a unique situation. Obviously, we went through one of the, well, maybe the, if not one of the biggest disasters we've had in Johnson County, and we did not have that availability. And so exactly for that purpose. And so, yes, are they in breach? Yes. Whether you decide that you want to request the generators back or if they have a plan of getting something else online, I don't know those answers. If you would like, my office can reach out to them and try to have a conversation with them about that. And if that doesn't go anywhere, we can draft a letter requesting those generators back. But if you have grounds to do that, the answer is yes, you do.
Commissioners, what's your opinions?
I think that Mr. Ruby probably ought to reach out to them and see if they, you know, to me, they're shut down anyway. We don't know if they're coming back, so let's get that verified as far as breach of contract and let Mr. Ruby report back to us and make a decision.
I agree with that. I think that they should be returned to us rather than us having to go and remove them. It's going to come with an expense. I mean, you're going to have to take the switching gear out and all that things that go along with emergency standby generators. So, Mr. Ruby, we'll leave it in your ballpark.
I think that's wise, unless they have a plan of how they're going to meet that need and fulfill the memorandum of understanding that we have with them. If they don't have a plan, then I think they should just have to turn them back and we can sort that out. Figure out who we need to talk to and we'll go down that road. If that is your decision.
You have pretty clear direction from the two commissioners, so I think unless you need a formal motion, I think at this point, letter from the county attorney's office on concerns and their path forward would be very warranted at this time.
Yeah. We'll sort it out. Thank you.
All right, I notice we have a couple of folks from our library board. I'd like to welcome up library board trustee and also our official title, Deputy Director of the Library, or?
No, I'm just the chair of the board.
Okay. We get the library folks.
Our director is not here
okay.
yet. Can we were on that 9:30. Can we wait? Do you have something you can move in?
Yeah, we'll continue to fill.
Thank you. I apologize.
All right. Commissioners, looks like the next item up is a catering permit. So, Madam Clerk, I believe we have a catering permit, and this needs to be approved retroactively. Is that correct?
Yes, Chairman. This was a wedding event that occurred this last weekend, and the vendor just kind of got caught off guard that she hadn't gotten her permit, so she filled it out, paid the fee, and respectfully requested that you guys approve it retroactively to the event, and I recommend approval of that. She's been a long time provider of events out at the fairgrounds and always does a great job. So,
question for you is a catering permit for September 14th for the Scantling Cruchet wedding at the Johnson County Fairgrounds from Taylor's Invasion Bar out of KC.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the catering permit retroactively. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now I seem to have got our full cadre, so if we could get our representatives from the library to come forward and share their update on their grant award.
Nice to see you all again.
Don't apologize if I was late. Vincent, don't worry. We're moving fast.
I just moved earlier. So. Okay. All right. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
You have great news for us.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it great news? We were awarded $2.6 million from the State Library through the ARPA funding. We don't have that as you know. We don't have that agreement just yet. It's being drafted, but what are your questions that you have for us?
What was the total cost of the initial that we're looking at?
The initial that we put on the six penny ballot was $3.2 million. And so that was with the Plan 1 architect plan, the 10-year maintenance, 15% cushion. And so in the meantime, we've been able to get another set of numbers from a consultant to get maybe a little bit more logical plan in place than Plan 1. And that, with all of the asks of the KC community, came in at $2.4 million. So the $2.6 should sufficiently cover. The glitch, if there is a glitch, is we cannot submit any expenses that have been accrued to date, and we did have to go ahead with the geotechnical report in order to get the ball rolling to get state certified our architectural plans in place. So we're going to have to draw on some of that $500,000 that you have set aside. And I guess one thing that we would like to see is just another confirmation that you're willing to support the 10-year, you know, the continued expenses of the KC Library once we get this up and going. The 10-year that we had on the six penny ballot for the 10-year support additional expenses was $225,000. And so when you break that down to $25,000 a year, you're not going to see a huge increase in our budget, because currently the KC expenses are at about between 6 and 8% of our overall budget. And so it's going to be a small increase in our overall budget. But if we could just have some sort of guarantee that you're going to support an addition on our budget.
So I think that we should support the library. They've done an outstanding job on going after funding and relieved the burden on the taxpayers.
It really has.
And I think kind of what I'm hearing is just a question of whether or not we would be willing to offset the money that you anticipated to collect under the six penny.
Yes, sir.
Would be for that 10-year, essentially, the maintenance operating account, similar to what we have for the current library, which was the remaining dollars that would have been put towards the project, but we were to keep it on time under budget, and so it left those over. And, you know, I think probably the easiest thing for us to do is to get through this construction project and see what's left over from the $500,000 that is been set aside for this project, and then let that balance become a maintenance and operating reserve similar to what we have. Obviously, we love hearing that construction prices are projected to come in lower.
Right.
But we also know that we're dealing with inflation and uncertainty in supply chain. So what exactly is going to be left over of that amount, we don't know. But certainly, I think that would be the start of that conversation. Just speaking for how I would approach budgeting that going forward. But
that seems logical. I think that's a good plan to start with.
And
yeah.
It's sitting in a separate
account
line for a couple of the facilities projects, whether it's repointing the bricks at the Carnegie building at the library, the future community building at the fairgrounds, and then also this, so it can stay.
So it's
there.
A shared pool.
It's a shared pool, but it has line item balances within that.
Thank you. Okay.
So.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I did have one question on that. You know, when you're talking a 10-year project, you know, agreement that we're going to support that, how does that work? Because you don't know the commissions as we change over the 10 years. So is that documented that this commission agreed on and that has to, I don't want to get them in a bind 8 years down the road and have the commission say, hey, I don't want to support this. So how does that work?
So with the current maintenance cap, because that was collected under a special purpose tax, that money can only be used to support the Buffalo Library. And so that is in a separate account that the treasurer has to keep. It cannot be spent on anything else. That's the draw that they do every year through their budget. And it would be similar. You set up a perpetual fund, just like we have for Lake DeSmit. It does not bind future commissions because you cannot bind beyond the time of your term, but it is an understanding that once that money is there and it is set aside for that purpose, that you would hope that they would honor that objective and mission and continue to fund that.
Part of your question is how that was going to work down the line.
And we just have noticed that we need that reassurance for the community, if nothing else. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, with that said, how do we move forward with the six-penny ballot?
So we're going to pivot over to the county attorney's office and
just
also
chatting about that.
And also the clerk, because the ballots have been printed. And the conversation I had with Mr. Crego yesterday was it would be treated similar to when a candidate withdraws.
Right.
And so there would be signage at all polling places that question has been removed, even though it appears on the ballot.
Great.
Okay. So, Mr. Ruby, and I'll look at the clerk because she's the election guru, if they have a different interpretation.
No, I had a similar conversation with Mr. Crego about kind of what we'll do. Obviously, we'll continue to look at the legalities of it. We talked about it just yesterday. And so, to make sure that what we're doing is correct, but that would be the plan, is just advising folks when they come. The six-penny will still be on there because there were various projects. And so just advising folks when they come that the library is no longer part of that, and make sure there's signage out there for folks to see. If there's other things that we need to do that are required by law for us to do, and we'll verify that and make sure that that's in line. But that's the plan. It's just to make sure that everyone who gets to go and vote knows and are aware of that when they cast the ballot. That's the plan. Similar to what you said with candidate who pulls out.
We want to be very careful that the propositions are separated. We want to make sure that whatever verbiage we use, it's clear that only that one is being taken off the table.
So are supporting
the other projects.
I didn't
assume the people that use the library economy.
They better. our supporting foundation has partnered with an advertising agency. Are we okay to push a little bit of information out there through that venue? Do you want us to clear any advertising that we put, that we've removed that through you, or do you just want us to not do that at all?
Let's chat about that, Tucker, and then we'll get back to you.
Sure.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea, but we want to make sure that there's not different
overlap.
Messages.
Yeah, absolutely. Continuity is key.
My first election, you guys keep throwing things at me. I gotta find out what's...
Just out of curiosity, what was the finalization date on that ballot?
The finalization date?
July...
What day it was approved?
Approved, yes.
Oh, I would have to... I apologize, I don't have that name in front of
me. Okay.
But we'll... I believe it was July 3rd.
Oh... That was when we had to submit. So when did you have to submit it for final approval?
I believe, Madam Clerk, that we had to have all of the resolutions approved and submitted to your office by the 18th of July or somewhere in that neighborhood, which is why we had to make sure everything was done so that the town of KC, the city of Buffalo, and Johnston County could have a regular meeting to consider those ballot questions. So
I can email Lindsay what that exact date was that our... You mean the resolution that was signed, presented, and signed?
Yeah.
I just don't have all my...
Sure.
That's okay. Jackie, I think I have that. You had sent that to me.
I had sent it to you.
The finalization date?
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize for doubling up on that question.
And we can talk afterwards about kind of
sure
using your resources and
mm-hmm.
the resources of the clerk to be able to make sure that everybody understands what's going on.
Okay.
But we'll make sure that
sounds
that's
good.
In line with what we need to do. Well, good job. Good job.
Thank you.
That's great.
Do you have any other questions?
So at this point, you're waiting for contract from the Attorney General's office. Kind of rough idea on when you think you will put the project out for bid. You know, I ask that as we look at road construction projects, fall is always a good time because the road folks are trying to put together what their spring schedule is looking like. Certainly, I think the later into the winter you get, maybe more difficult to find folks that haven't already committed, because I know I'm sure you want to get ground broken, but also those dollars, they're at least now obligated, but I don't know what you're under ARPA, when they have to be expended. Do you guys happen to know that?
The project needs to be completed by December of 26.
Okay.
And I actually feel like we're just in the sweet spot right now because, and that was the push to get the geotechnical report done first so that we can get the state certified plans in order to have that to initiate bids from. And so that can take, I think you said 60 to 90 days to get that done. And so we're pushing winter, but I think if they could maybe get that done as quick as possible, we'll be able to hit the lull in the season and get some bids in on it.
I guess the other question I have, with the last library project, we had a project manager.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it happened to be the county facilities manager, and he wore two hats.
Mm-hmm.
And strongly encourage you, or we might even say that that might be one of the requirements that we have, that we find a project manager that represents the county in that process to make sure that the bid docs are good, that everything is staying on time and on budget. That
David Eads was submitted on the grant.
Okay.
We asked him for some information, and it was part of the grant application. So then we'll have a general contractor. So David Eads and whoever is the general.
Good. I'm glad he's agreed to do
mm-hmm.
that. Because
me too.
That was critical when we did the library project.
Absolutely.
Before.
Yep. Absolutely. Anything to add?
I don't think so. Can I share with you guys where we're at? It is a living kind of changing, but this is the most current. Just
we've had lots of input from the community in establishing these plans. We've been able to capture the needs of a library business and the wants of the community. The grant focused a little bit on a multi-purpose type situation, and so what we chose to focus on there is facilitating telemedicine visits with a space that's private. And technology, something as simple as an external camera and a laptop, so we can help people get on to a telemed appointment.
I think that's going to be a huge asset, because what we're seeing now is even on the mental health side of they're
mm-hmm.
really moving, so I think that's
yep.
that's great on you guys for thinking, you know, ahead, and I think that's going to be crucial down the line.
Where that's kind of an underserved area anyway, it just opens the access with ease to people who maybe don't know how to navigate that side of medicine. And it's and it's not a complicated process, so a little bit of training and it'll be good.
I just like from the peanut gallery back here to make it known. I think we really need to thank Jenny Bakken's incredible work and Lindsay's incredible work. They deserve it. They got this grant written so quickly and so completely. The community really needs to have it on record that they did. And an amazing job getting this grant for us.
And I'm going to give it all to Jenny. She did awesome.
I appreciate that, but we have... All of the groundwork that we've done up to this point set us up just perfectly to be able to secure it. So, I mean, it's a group effort, but I appreciate it.
Well, it just shows the strength that you've brought us as a group. And you guys are a very cohesive group.
Collaboration is key. We really appreciate that.
What I like about the new rendering is that this really looks like it's going to fit into the KC community. It matches similar architecture down there. I think it will fit in very nicely.
Mm-hmm. And it's still going to have, it's a little bit bigger square footage wise. It's about 5,000 instead of like 43, I think was the other one. And so it just allows for growth. Enough growth and sustainability for the long haul.
Can we incorporate all of the things that you guys made a point to suggest as well?
Good work.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Two letters. The first would be to submit Johnson County's comments on the National Old Growth Amendment that is due on the 20th of this month, and those comments are about 3/4 of the way done, but we'll get them done. The second, and included in your packet, is a copy of the Ranch Act. This is a piece of legislation that Senator Barrasso was working on. It deals with grazing allotments in areas that have had natural disasters. Senator Barrasso has asked us, as a county that is experiencing this, to write a letter of support as he works with the chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, on a package of public lands bills that will also include the Wyoming Public Lands Initiative. And he needs testimonials as he makes his case to the committee on why this bill is important. So I'm happy to walk you through any of the parts of the bills, but I do think it's worthwhile that we send a letter of support for passage of the Ranch Act, which would allow for up to 2 years the BLM to use grazing allotments that have been deferred, or as is the case that was mentioned this morning at the city county meeting, that Greenbelt area. Potentially, because there is BLM in there, that those things could be used for up to 2 years after an emergency to help folks bridge that gap. There's also some money that is taken out of the Land and Water Conservation Fund that allocates $15 million annually to range improvement projects, also reseeding and rehabilitation. And as we know, as we're looking at the magnitude of our fire, any pool of money that can help with those restoration efforts is going to be critical. What's nice, if this were to pass this Congress, then as they promulgate rules, it'd be down the road, right about maybe the time that we're getting ready to do some seeding projects, so maybe we could be some of the first projects to apply if this is successful. So that's my ask, is that you allow the chair to write a letter to Senator Barrasso in support of his legislation, which is called the Ranch Act. And I don't know if I've got the bill number with that, or if it's been assigned yet. I don't think it's been assigned yet, but it will be. You've got the draft of the bill in your packets.
I think that's great. Continue on writing that. That's wonderful.
I'll have a great time.
Not only is proof, but I appreciate it. Yes.
Motion and a second to approve the chair writing letters on the National Old Growth Amendment and also the Ranch Act.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk, looks like vouchers are next on deck.
Yeah, Becky took it pretty easy on you guys this time. I respectfully request approval of vouchers in an amount of $210,472.80.
Commissioners, the clerk's office submitted the vouchers for review last week. Did anyone have any questions or have any vouchers that they wanted to pull for further discussion or have anything set aside?
I had my question answered yesterday.
I have no question. I make a motion to approve the vouchers. And you'll have to fill in the amount.
It's like $210,472.80.
And I'll second that.
Is a motion and a second to approve vouchers. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are now at the point of our agenda that we would receive any public comment. Jared.
For the county clerk, just a question. If the extremely unlikely event that the tax for their library passes, or a withdrawn candidate passes, you know, I mean, gets enough votes to get elected. What happens with that after a formal withdrawal?
Well, after a formal withdrawal, then they're technically no longer on the ballot. And so I would have to look at the statute and quote that, but my assumption is if they withdraw and they're off the ballot, so it doesn't even matter if they win, it would not count.
Thank you.
Is there any further public comment? All right, if there's no public comment, I'm going to go ahead and close public comment. And I do know that the county attorney had asked for just a quick executive session to discuss litigation with the commissioners. There won't be any business after. So we'll meet with the county attorney quickly and then be ready to adjourn after that. So is there a motion to move into executive session pursuant to the section of state statute covering litigation?
Make a motion to move into executive session for state statute for litigation.
Second that motion.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.